Welcome back. Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance. We'll have on the phone the head coach of the Lady Hot Dogs, Matt Crawford. Good morning, Coach. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. How are we doing today?
Hey, we're doing really well. I would say that your team is getting better also.
Yes, we definitely are. Last three games, we've continued to put longer stretches of good offense together, and it's been nice to see.
They told me that when you played Tri-West, you had a really, really good first half. You just had a couple minutes that got away from you.
Yep, the first half, we started the second quarter on an 11-1 run. We're breaking their press, making good decisions, handling the ball, and we knocked down some shots. Maddie Cook and Vanessa Guardado, they did a really nice job hitting the middle, knocking down some shots there in the first half, and then the first two or three minutes in the second half. But we just continue to compete, and we continue to play hard, which is just a huge testament to our girls. I'm really proud of them.
Your turnovers are starting to roll backwards also. I think that's a good sign for your team in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. We've set a goal over the last couple weeks here of continuing to just catch and see what's happening. We're doing a nice job of handling the ball, making good decisions. And, we're just really putting emphasis on, hey, to be able to score more points. For every turnover we reduce, we give ourselves that many more chances to score points.
Talk a little bit about your baseline gals, Miss Guajardo and Flores. I'm pretty impressed with the ability of them to being able to get their defender locked on their hip and then make that nice little turn to the basket.
Oh, yeah. We've worked a lot with them on being able to basically show the numbers on the front of their jersey to the ball pack, to the ball handler, and then reading which hip they're on defensively. And also with them, too, it also plays into the ball handlers as well. Maddie Cook, Daisy Santos-Valdez, Ella McAtee, and Jalen Vessels, they're continuing to get better and better handling the ball. So, it plays into it because if you got post players that handle or that can score, you got to have people that can get them the ball too, and have been really impressed. And also Ashley Vasquez Rivera in that group too, getting the ball to them and being able to make shots when they help.
Well, I got to watch Ali McAtee play, and she's quite the gal. She's a sophomore. She's going to be with you for a while. A person that you probably will be able to lean on as you progress through the years.
Yeah, absolutely. And you think all of our sophomores that are playing major minutes right now, Ashley Vasquez Rivera, Ella McAtee, Daisy Santos Valdez, on getting them, used to scoring, because we're going to be with each other for 3 years here, and the development of those three looking forward, makes us pretty excited. And we wish we had Maddie for another couple years too. But
yeah, that would be a nice add. I was just looking at your roster here, and you're right. You have young gals on your team that are going to be with you for at least 2 years, maybe 3 years down the line. You're going to lose a couple of good seniors, but the future looks well for you and your Lady Hot Dogs.
Absolutely. We're really excited. And one thing that we really love about our girls and our players here is that every day they just come ready to learn, ready to soak up new things. They're getting better all the time. So we really enjoy, coaching this group of ladies.
Well, this week I was getting ready for our telecasts, and on the schedule was Clinton Central, and I was ready to come out on a Thursday to be able to watch the gals, only to find out that the game gets moved to January. We're going to pick that ball game, but matter of fact, the fourth, we're still putting it on our schedule. What happened there?
Basically, we had the county wrestling meet. That we had to reschedule.
Ah.
That's essential, the county wrestling meet. So we're moving that game after Christmas, and next week we're looking forward to playing in the Indiana Kitchen Classic, ran by Delphi, and we go over to Pioneer on Monday night, and then we'll play two more games throughout the week based on how things go in the tournament.
So on Monday night, the 19th, when you play Pioneer, is that a boys-girl doubleheader?
That is. We play at 6, and then the boys play afterwards. And also about tournaments, one thing that I also wanted to add about getting better, you know, our JV has a winning record right now, which makes us really excited. And, you know, they're coming off of winning the JV Classic over at Southmont, you know, a few weeks ago. And they won that two games on a Saturday morning and, you know, basically won that championship. So...
Well,
I forgot to add that earlier.
I'm really happy. I mean, you know, you and I have had a lot of conversations about the girls' basketball program, and I felt like it was going to take you quite a while to get over the hump, but it looks like maybe not as bad as what it once appeared.
Yeah, I mean, basically when you take over a new group, you know, they, you know, it takes a while to get to know the girls and them to know you and how we're going to new way of doing things, and you know, we just love their energy and their enthusiasm and their effort, and you just keep building on that.
So coaches, is the Kitchen Classic for the girls kind of the same setup as the boys, where the winners will go to Delphi, and if you get on the losing side, you come to the Case Arena?
Yep. So Monday night, if we win against Pioneer, we'll play the winner of the Delphi Winamac game at Delphi, or if we lose, we'll play, you know, the loser of that game in Case. And then depending on the results of that game will be if we play Thursday or Friday.
Well, I just tell you, I really like that setup. I like the fact that, like, you play opening round games, kind of qualifying yourself into the Kitchen Classic. And if you get in, you get to stay with Delphi. If you don't, then you still get to play at a historic Everett Case Arena.
Oh, yeah. And I really like the tournament. You know, we did it last year when I was coaching at Delphi, and we only had four teams. But this year with 8 teams, you get to play 3 games before Christmas, and it's just a fun tournament feel, which you can use, you know, for a sectional. And hey, we're going to play 3 games this week, and here's how we're going to prepare.
I want to get back to your roster here as far as Maddie Cook, averaging about 10 points a ball game, almost 4 rebounds, assists pretty well, doesn't turn the ball over very often. How much pressure is on Maddie to keep this team moving in the right direction?
Well, we lean on her a lot. We ask her to not only handle the ball and put us in the right spots, we also are asking her to score. And you know, as a point guard, that's a, you know, it's a learning experience, and it's a big learning curve, because when do I look to get my own, or when do I look to set people up? And she did a really nice job at Tri-Central the other night. She had 21, which is a career high for her. So just, you know, keep building the confidence, and as a scorer, you know, if you miss a shot, don't worry about it. You know, we're going to need you to knock the next one down.
So talk a little bit about your underclassmen, your JV girls. You talk a little bit about them winning the tournament at, I think you said, Southmont.
Yeah.
I want to say, what's the difference between the JV and the varsity girls?
Well, the biggest difference is, you know, the JV girls, you know, we're mixing and matching a little bit, but biggest difference is playing against kids their own age. You know, getting used to playing against girls that are a couple years older, you know, because we've got some split in time between JV and varsity. When you go into the varsity game, you know, another level, playing against girls that are a couple years older, but just the confidence. I think that's, you know, building the confidence, getting ready to shoot, which we're continuing to work on all the time, and the girls are giving the effort, and we just continue to get better.
I see on the roster you have 4 freshmen. Does that affect your freshman squad?
Well, we don't have a freshman squad.
Okay.
We don't have a freshman team, so.
Okay. But that's kind of almost becoming the norm. A lot of schools are having a hard time even filling a JV squad.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you'd always like more girls to play, but, you know, if you have, no matter how many girls you have, if you have girls that are committed and given energy, effort, and enthusiasm, that's all you can ask. And that's what we've got here at Frankfort.
Yeah, that's all good things. All right, Santa Claus is just around the corner, Coach. If he can bring you something for your basketball team outside of a really, really tall girl, what would you like for Santa to bring you?
Oh, I just, just effort, energy, enthusiasm. That's all we ask for our kids every day, and, 1% better every day, and that's what we continue to get. So we're looking forward to next week and then turning the corner and into next year and continuing to get better all the time.
I look at your schedule after the holiday tournament. You get back into a little bit of a conference with Danville, and then you have West Lafayette and a game that will be broadcasting or telecasting also. So not only on the 4th with Clinton Central, but we will be back with you on the 6th against Lebanon.
Yep, we do get into more of our conference games after Christmas, and that's always fun. Sagamore conference play, and continuing to measure up against conference schools. And conference schools add a different level of intensity, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, I tell you, it's hard to believe that you're heading down the home stretch right now in girls basketball with the tournament in the end of January.
Oh yeah, it's crazy that we're almost already into January, and season's almost half over. It seems like every year it just flies by faster and faster.
Well, as long as we're all having fun and we're getting better, you got to expect that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, and that's what does make it fun. And seeing your kids learn new things and get better and have more confidence, that's always really fun to see.
Coach, we appreciate you calling in. I know this is a busy time trying to get practices in and maybe walkthroughs on Saturday, but we appreciate you calling in and talking to us this morning.
Appreciate you guys having me and, wishing everybody over there a Merry Christmas as well.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with head coach of the Lady Hot Dogs, Matt Crawford, with on Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.